We're always delighted to talk to Monica Moser, the president, chief executive officer of the Jackson Community Foundation. They have some big news this week. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm good. I'm wondering where all the snow went. What the heck?
What, you want some more?
I'm probably one of the few that does want more. It looks so good, and well, I'm ready for Christmas.
Don't hold your breath, but I'm sure there's going to be some more coming. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Well, our good news is that Travis and Georgia, or Georgia and Travis, Fatasik, have started a new fund at the Community Foundation, and they just did their first grant to Grow Jackson. We're really excited about it to help them grow their fund and make good things happen in Jackson County.
So how did this come about, Monica?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, Georgia and Travis were recipients of the Carter Wickwire Philanthropy Award. And if you remember, the Carter and Wickwire families lost their sons during World War II.
Yeah.
And they used the proceeds of that that life insurance to give a gift to the community war chest, and that eventually became the Community Foundation in 1948. And so this award honors a living couple or individual who has started a fund or who's been a donor of the foundation, maybe served on the board of trustees. And actually both Georgia and Travis have been trustees of the Jackson Community Foundation over the years, and they've served in so many ways. And they wanted to do something now that they're entering their retired years that would be able to keep them connected to the stuff, the boots on the ground stuff that's happening, and use their love for the community and, you know, the success that they had in their business lives to reinvest in Jackson, which is really cool. A lot of people, when they get to retirement age, they move somewhere warmer and they forget about the community that helped build their careers and the community that they were so connected with. You know, Georgia and Travis both have served on so many different kinds of boards. I know Travis has been on the Aware Shelter board. He's been involved with Green Market.
Yeah.
And of course, George has been all over the community doing different things. And so, you know, this is the story that we hope a lot of people will think about. If you've lived here and raised your family here and grown your business here, invest and leave some of those resources that you earned, rightfully earned, but if you can, invest them back in the community so that they can help folks who might not be in that same position get there, you know?
So what's, tell us about Grow Jackson. What is Grow Jackson?
So Grow Jackson is a relatively new nonprofit started by Jacob Innocencio. Have you interviewed him yet, Greg?
No.
You need to reach out to him. So they're doing some really cool stuff with community gardens. They developed this beautiful garden over at the King Center, and that garden fed literally hundreds of families through last summer. And so their hope is to grow things all over Jackson and for people to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables and other kinds of foods. I know that, you know, when they do a harvest, they also have things like breads and meats that they're able to partner with other groups. And it's amazing. Grow Jackson is doing good work. And because of Travis's experience with the fresh market or the green market, I think they saw that investing in this kind of startup nonprofit would be a really great idea for their first grant.
So who's applying for the grants?
Well, so Georgia and Travis. Yeah, so Georgia and Travis started something called a donor advised fund, and that means they get to advise how it's spent. So it's kind of in the reverse. Instead of applying for it, they're keeping their eyes on the community and getting input from community members, and then they'll be doing the grant making when they see things that they think have a chance of being successful or need some leverage in the moment or something like that. So it's kind of a reverse thing. The donors advise it, and you can't really apply for it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have about, 40 of those kinds of funds that do. Sometimes they have different, maybe a focus on education or a focus on the environment. But in Georgia and Travis's case, this one focuses, is a broad, just helping folks who are farther behind. So it's just, and that could be interpreted in many different ways, right? And that was intentional so that they could have kind of the broadest idea or broadest kinds of ideas come to them for funding.
So what could it be anything, like any nonprofit?
Yeah, it does have to be a nonprofit, a school, or, you know, just our, our general guidelines is that we can grant to nonprofit schools or governmental entities as long as they're not supported by tax dollars.
Right.
So that's pretty broad. The beauty of using a community foundation instead of starting their own foundation is that we do all of the work. So we're the ones that process the grant to the nonprofit. We make sure that they are a 501c with a license to solicit and all that legal mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also audited through us. So when we have our audit and we do our annual report, we're reporting on all of those 400 funds and the work that they do. And so that saves those each of those individual funds time and resources because it's all done together. And that's kind of why we exist, so that we can provide that service to community members like Georgia and Travis so that they don't have to start their own foundation.
So an interesting addition to your portfolio that I didn't realize you had over 400 funds.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting, we have our own fund, the Community Needs Fund, that is where we have competitive grant rounds where nonprofits and schools and governmental entities apply. And then we have funds that are started by nonprofits so they can have their own endowment for their own organization. And then we have scholarship funds, which are a little bit different for kids and adults to go back to school.
Right.
And then these donor advised funds. So, yeah, when you put them all together, there are over 400 of them. Pretty crazy.
And the scholarships are now open?
The scholarships are open, Greg. They open December 1st. So if you are a senior in high school or a returning adult, there are more and more every year. There are more and more scholarships for adults who want to go back to school. Almost every one of them, I think every one of them, you have to be a Jackson County resident.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of different, some of them have particular, a focus like nursing or a particular school or maybe only seniors graduating from high school, or there's one that Janet Roachford started for single moms going back to school. So there's all sorts of different opportunities on our website. So go. And the beauty is when you apply for one, when you submit one application, you can apply for up to 5 scholarships. So it's definitely worth the time to fill in the scholarship application.
Are people taking advantage, Monica?
Every year they do. And, the other cool part is that we have volunteers that that review all of those scholarships and help make good decisions about awarding the scholarship. So I, myself and my staff don't have any. So we're just the team that helps do all of the work behind the scenes. And there are community members that review them and then make a recommendation to the board.
You're the conduit.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool job. In this time of the year, the cool thing is all of these people, so all of the people who have started funds, all of the nonprofits and schools and things like Parks and Rec and all of the kinds of things that happen in our community happen because there are people who care about what happened in our community. And we get to see the best part of all of that, right? It's just the coolest thing. And we do have some pretty pretty intense problems that we need to solve together. Not one of us can do it alone. And so that is so cool. Then we get to work with organizations like United Way and the Consumers Energy Foundation and all of the other kinds of foundations in the community. And together we are making dents.
So all the information available on their website, the Jackson Community Foundation, and the, hey, there's money there. Every little bit helps, right?
Yeah, it's money you don't have to pay back. It's not a loan. So these scholarships are scholarships and can be used in a lot of cases for tuition, books, and fees. So that really helps. That really, really helps bring down the cost of education. And, you know, we're so lucky to also have the John George Student Loan Fund, which is a loan, but it's a really low interest loan. So there are lots of pieces. And you can always go to the College and Career Access Center to get help for all the pieces for your financial aid packet, understanding how to fill out the FAFSA, how to apply, which ones you should be applying for. Because if you could imagine, there are also other scholarships at colleges. And if you are trying to do something like nursing, there's specific scholarships for fields of study. So there's so many opportunities that students just don't tap into. So now's the time. Do it, especially during the holiday season when you have some downtime. It's definitely worth it.
Absolutely. Monica, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for telling our stories. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Say hey to Steve.
I will.
Okay.